with Lindsay and told him really what the future held. Now, at one time, many years ago, I had contact with somebody who was very high in the occult movement. He was very high in the Masonic movement. He was certainly belonged to the most important of the Masonic lodges. It was an English-based lodge. He was had actually taken his medical training in England. He'd joined the Masons there, and of course he was very high up in whatever there is. I don't know what degree he was, but he knew what was really going on, and we would talk, and he would sort of toy with me. He would tell me a little bit about where they met, these men who ran the world, and of course they met at the Isle of Man, and of course this is where the other meetings were held, that we were really planning the future of the world, and it all ties in together. Looking at certainly, this was just one of the things he alluded to, these people who run the world, and he was very close to them. What he was doing in Santa Cruz, I will never know. But fascinating intellect. I really enjoyed him. And I think he, in many ways, he would publicly ridicule me, and yet we were good friends, because he knew that I know who he was, and he knew who I was. And he respected me, even though, of course, he was part and parcel of the other side. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're out there, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I just think that Ken Fromm was giving Lindsay as much information as he could, telling him that there was going to be this major conflict in 4 to 6 months. And, of course, 4 to 6 months is when this really whole situation came to a head, and that the price of oil was going to be going up, and the price of oil is going up, and it's all going up artificially. Now, this is going to have a profound impact on our fragile economy. And, of course, what's happening, of course, I believe, that, of course, country after country in the Middle East is going to be toppled as one after another falls to the radical Muslim Brotherhood. And because the Muslim Brotherhood is the only organized force over there. Now, America could move in, but who do you think finances the Muslim Brotherhood? We know from the book, The Devil's Game, that certainly MI6 started funneling and financing the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. We know, of course, the CIA took over the control of this movement suddenly after the Second World War and has continued working with the radical Islamic movement. We know that in 2002, the CIA financed the overthrow of the traditionally conservative, secular, pro-Western Turkish government and replaced it with a radical Islamic movement, which just this last year broke with the West and, of course, joined in this movement against Israel and now has aligned itself with radical Islam. We know that part of the movement is being funded by the Bank of England because of the remarks of the Lord James inadvertently made before the House of Lords. And, of course, the story of the Lord James revelation totally blocked out by the controlled media, both in the United States and in Great Britain. But we do have the articles. We've even seen the pictures of Lord James there in the House of Parliament talking about how he was working for the Bank of England, funding money to the terrorists. Now, this is November of last year. Funding money to the terrorists in North Africa. And as he said, it's an ongoing issue. I can't talk about it publicly. It's a messy business. But don't criticize me. I'm simply working for the Bank of London. So the Bank of London is financing this. We have an article out of the New York Times. Occasionally they have to tell the truth. And where the head of the state of Yemen is talking about how the United States is behind this whole radical movement. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. It's Open Line Wednesday, so we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Open lines means you have to call in if you have something to talk about. We have Dean calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Very well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Question or comment?
I've got a couple of questions for you. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned something about fuel cells instead of solar panels or wind. I wonder if, and you said wait a couple of years, there's going to be fuel cells. I wonder if you could expand on that a little bit.
Well, I will tell you that we saw them, they were on 60 Minutes, and somebody may want to call in. They were called Bloombox, and that may not be the exact name, but maybe Ari could look it up. But they were on 60 Minutes in one of the Ingrid segments, and basically they made these cells. They were a stack of squares, maybe 6-inch square, and they were an eighth of an inch thick, and they were coated with something, and basically a stack of these about 6 inches high, burning natural gas, would be enough to actually fuel a home. I mean, if you had a dozen of those, they could fuel a major plant. It was the most amazing technology. How it works, I don't know, but at that time, because they were saying that within a year or two, these would be readily available. We've contacted them, never could get a call back, but a lot of the big companies over in Silicon Valley were using them, getting the quirks out of them. I think that this may well be a means of generating electricity. I know that will certainly revolutionize everything. Tesla had all sorts of ideas how to make free electricity. In fact, he wanted to give away electricity and transmit it through the air rather than over wire lines. I am not an engineer, but I do know there's a lot going on that I don't understand. But I believe that we will have alternatives to traditional forms of electricity that may be available for small communities before very long. In fact, I think PG&E knows this as well, because you remember the last election or the election before that, they tried to get something out of the ballot saying that local communities could not set up their own electric companies. And PG&E spent, I don't know, an awful lot of money to try to get that through so that they would not have competition. I think they know the competition is coming, but it's called, let's see, Bloomboxes are made by Bloom Energy. So that's it is. Look up Bloomboxes, Bloom. Not Boom, but Bloombox. Okay? Any other question?
Are they in the Bay Area or are they somewhere else?
Yeah, they're over in Silicon Valley.
All right, fine.
I would tell you if I had any money and the stock went public, I would snap it up. And it looks to me like a great idea. And it was you can still, I'm sure, find it up on the internet. It was a 60-minute program, and I watched 60 Minutes because once in a while they come up with something that is brilliant, and I thought that was a very important program. Anything else, Dean?
I do have one other question to ask you. I've heard that my cell phone can hear me even when it's turned off, that an iPod can, take pictures of you, that a laptop has a little camera in it.
We know that there is software that you can put into cell phones so that they can listen to you even when it's turned off, and this came out in a trial when the mafia, these poor guys from the mafia, they searched the rooms when they were plotting during their whatever mafia people do, and there were no bugs in the room. They didn't realize that there was software in their cell phones, and all of the conversations were being recorded. And according to Alex, of course, that is readily available. The government's used that, putting in a lot of cell phones, and they can put it into your computer. Now, the new laptop computers have a camera in them. And so you can look into the computer, and you can simply talk to your friends, because it's got a microphone built in. Isn't that wonderful? But the trouble is, of course, that they can look at you when you don't want it to. And the new iPad that's coming out, they have a screen on both sides. So even if you lay it down, or unless you throw something over the other side, like a coat, it's got to be able to watch you. And so there are microphones in these, and just be very wary. It's all about surveillance. It has, it's so convenient, isn't it wonderful? You can suddenly check anything with your computer, and now with the iPads. I think it's all about 1984.
Well, my question is about television, because I mean all of that is real and true, and what I'm thinking is here is what I know is that. Many years ago, before you were on the air, and I wouldn't call it a reliable source, but I was listening to a radio program, and this guy was saying that a television can be used also as a transmitter, and that was a long, long time ago. And anybody who's stunk up, to tap all these things with cameras everywhere, I wonder about TVs. I really do.
Well, I wondered about it too, but I don't want to say that it's there because I've never seen any evidence of it, but I do know that the new laptop computers have the camera built in. And I do know, of course, that the new iPads and iPods have cameras built in. I mean, you've seen, suddenly on the iPod, they have the camera, they get beautiful pictures, and you can talk to your friends, and they can see you, and you can see them. But I think that the iPads, now, of course, why do you need a screen on both sides? Well, if you've got a screen on both sides, you lay it down, it can still watch you. But they don't want the people to know that. It sounds a little paranoid, but you're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you. There really are people out to get you, and the price is getting so cheap. Why even think of buying a couple of them? They're so cheap, but I'm not going to. I don't want those things around because I don't want them watching me. But you see, people can't believe anything could be that diabolical. They've never stopped and thought everybody is numbered. They have their video cameras every place, but that's all so they can watch the terrorists and protect little children who are being kidnapped by the wicked child molesters. And everybody has a card. They keep records of, you have a grocery card, you have a Visa card. They keep records of everything you buy, permanent records of everything you buy, permanent records of every telephone call you make. Who you made it to, what time. You find this on the detective programs, and they're always looking up to see when the time the bad guy or the suspect made a telephone call and who he called. They're collecting dossiers on you. I've seen my dossier. They're listening to every telephone call you make through Project Echelon, Echelon. They have the fusion centers, Fusion. Fortunately, you can look it up on the Internet. They have the fusion centers all across America. I think there are about 60 or 70 of them now, where they correlate all your dossiers, because you see there's a separate dossier for the CIA, the FBI, the DARPA, NSA. So they correlate, they fuse them all together so they will know, and then they can correlate that with what they get from Echelon and what they get from the credit card companies, and where they can get your picture, they go around and take your picture from the Department of Motor Vehicles. They get your fingerprint from the Department of Motor Vehicles. They've got their InfraGuard, InfraGard. Check it out on the Internet. InfraGuard, those are the spies, your next-door neighbor. They're paying your next-door neighbor to spy on you, just like the Stasi did. Everything is in place. They have their satellites up in the sky. Who are they watching? They're not watching the communists. They're watching you. We've got to get people to think, Dean. We've got to get them to think. Okay, anything else?
Right. You had there was a guy named Alex Jones on just the other day.
Yeah, he was on just last night. Alex is a good friend. He does a great job.
He was saying that something was on TV with some people recorded it, and whoever they were, went in and were able to erase their recordings of the television program.
Well, this was the Jesse Ventura programs on Truth Television. And basically, they actually, of course, were supposed to play it on a lot of the cable channels that have aired on Truth Television. And then, of course, they just went in and they erased it. And basically, it was up on the Internet, and they just pulled it down off the Internet. They do not want... This was the one that went into the fact that the concentration camps. Now, if the, why would they want to pull those down? It's not that they're all imaginary. No, they pull them down because they're not imaginary, because they are planning on setting up a dictatorship in America. But the reason that they have not implemented it yet is because they don't control every nation in the world. That's what's going on over the Middle East. They're consolidating the control over that area. They, when this is done, they will control every nation, and at that point, of course, they'll slap their dictatorship on. Anything else?
No, that pretty much covers it.
God bless. Thanks for calling. Again, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Alex brought out so well last night, this is satanic. These people are evil, and they really are. They worship a different God. Until you understand that, none of this makes sense. Well, we've got Dean from upstate New York. We're going to get to him in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. They already control both political parties, the wealth of our nation. They control the police and the military. But there's still an awful lot of Americans who love America, and your job is to get the word out. Get them listening to Alex. Get them listening to Joyce. Get them listening to us. Let's take America back. Hi, David, from upstate New York. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. I have a few questions. It's kind of interesting you brought up the word dictatorship. This might segue into my question. I have a few.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
The program is called InfraGuard. Do you have a computer?
I'm not too savvy with the computer, but I'm sure.
Well, you get somebody to look up InfraGuard, InfraGard. And then if you really want to get even more information, I put in Jesse Ventura YouTube InfraGuard, and you can see his program for Infra. He interviews the people from this spy organization, and I'm sure a lot of people join this because it's patriotic. They're protecting America. They don't understand they're being used to destroy America. Americans shouldn't be spying on other Americans, but that's what InfraGuard is. Last count, there were 40,000. Probably they got hundreds of thousands now. In fact, yeah, Alex was saying just yesterday that just this last week they tried to recruit his father and the other two dentists in their office. Why? Because dentists talk to people and they can spy on their customers. That's what is called InfraGuard. Anything else?
Yes. Jesse Ventura, is his program being aired on TV?
No. I mean, and probably won't be back again. He was doing too good a job.
Okay. But I can go ahead and Google,
Google in YouTube, Jesse Ventura, InfraGuard.
Okay, and it'll give specific
right,
things.
Right, right. You can just look up InfraGuard. You can look at the FBI site for InfraGuard, but you'll certainly want to look up the YouTube for Jesse Ventura and InfraGuard, and then, of course, go to the FBI site. It's there. It's real. It's tangible. They really do have a spy system. You don't do that in a free society. You do it in a totalitarian state run by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Hey, we'll let you go. We got a full board.
Okay.
God bless. Let's go, of course, to Sandy, who's waiting patiently from Yakima. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to let you know that I purchased your Berkey light water filtration system, and I'm very, very happy with it. The water that I have here had a lot of fluoride in it, and now my water tastes just wonderful.
I'm glad. Well, thank you, Raymond. Now, are you a shell that are we paying you to come on the air and say that? No, basically, I'm so glad you got it. And
me too.
And get yourself, when you get a little ahead, get yourself an extra pair of filters. We don't know what's going to happen, but they'll last you for a couple of years. But get backups on everything, okay?
Okay. All right.
And remember that you should have PF2 filters, and you should get a few extras of those. They'll last you 6 months. How many people in your family?
Two.
All right, fine. Well, they say you're supposed to last 2 years, probably last you 3 or 4 years with the Black Berkey, but with the PF2 filters, they say 6 months. You might stretch it a little bit with that if there's only two of you using it. Now, anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And let's go to Bud, who's calling from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, so your job is to give us a call and let us know what's going on. If you have a question, comment, or something nice to say about one of our products, give us a call. Hi, Bud. How are you doing?
Not bad, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just great, and it's sure good to know the Lord in times like this. Otherwise, I'd be terrified. But, you know, as long as you know the Lord, you put your faith in Him, and I will tell you that I've seen some of the most miraculous things in my life that, well, you know very well that He's working. These things didn't happen by accident. But go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a question. I was reading this book currently that a friend lent me called Inside a Revolution about the jihadist movement. And it's like covered in three sections, the guy by a guy named Joel Rosenberg.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
And the one part's called The Radicals, the second part's called Reformers, right. Third one's called Revivalists. In the Radicals section, they're all going on the whole thing about how the CIA missed the whole thing and the State Department missed the whole thing with the Islamic Revolution and the Soviets invading Afghanistan. And I think I already know the answer to that, but, you know, he cites a lot of sources and stuff for this. So what is your take on that?
Well, I think Joel Rosenberg's a very nice man, but he certainly is coming from his perspective, and this whole idea is that they're preparing us for a war with the Muslim world and with Iran, and I think it's the worst mistake we can get into. I mean, there is another movement out there. People don't know. But basically, if you read the New Age literature, they want the monotheistic religions to destroy one another. They want us to kill the Muslims. They want the Muslims to kill us. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is Dr. Stan. We have Bud calling from Flint, Michigan. And basically, if you go into the background of what's going on, and I, as I say, I think that Joel Rosenberg's very, 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 very sincere. But I do believe that he doesn't really understand what's going on. Basically, of course, there is an active propaganda campaign to prepare us to go to war with the Muslim world. With this radical element of the Muslim faith, that is sort of whether they believe in the 12th Iman or whether they believe in they believe in radical Islam is going to take over the world. What people do not understand, I'm sure Joel Rosenberg doesn't understand, is this whole thing is funded by the CIA, and exactly as we created Adolf Hitler and built up the war machine of Adolf Hitler, and funded Adolf Hitler, while we're doing the same thing with this radical Muslim movement. First of all, destroying the nations that are over there, and now are going to suddenly the Muslim Brotherhood's going to move in, and they're going to have one man, one vote, one time, and then they're going to inflame the Muslims against the Christians and the Jews, and the Christians and Jews against the Muslims, and then we can have a horrible, bloody, terrifying, violent war. This is what it's all about. And does that answer your question?
Yes. The second question is, what is your take on Glenn Beck?
Well, I think a lot of what Glenn says is right, I think he does more good than harm, but I don't trust him because he would not be on Fox if he were really going to tell you the whole truth. Nobody would be allowed on Fox who's going to tell you the whole truth. Glenn Beck has got a lot of good information out there, but certainly I would not follow him because, like Russ Limbaugh, he's being well paid for what he's doing. Hold on there. We'll be right back here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Bud from Flint, Michigan on the line. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bud was asking me what I think of Joel Rosenberg's books on talking about radical Islam, and I simply said that I think Joel Rosenberg's a very fine, a dedicated Christian, and I believe that he means very, very well, but I don't think he really understands. He hasn't been around as long as I have. He hasn't made some of the stupid mistakes that I have. And believe me, through the years, I've made an awful lot of mistakes, but I like to think as I get older, I get a little smarter. Basically, today there is an effort within the Christian faith, evangelical faith, to convince us that we're going to just have to go to war with the Muslim world because they want to kill us, and so we're going to have to kill them and before they kill us, without pointing out that this whole movement, this whole radical Islamic movement, is being funded and always been as funded starting in 1928 by MI6, British Intelligence, since the Second World War, by the CIA. If you have read Dr. Paul Williams' material on Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N, go up on the internet and pull down Dr. Paul Williams' material on Gulen, you'll find out that he was expelled from Turkey because he was trying to overthrow the government and take Turkey into the radical Islamic camp. But he was backed by and funded by the CIA with billions of dollars, and eventually the CIA accomplished in overthrowing the secular government of Turkey and taking Turkey into the radical Islamic camp. Why would anybody want to take Turkey from the secular camp into the radical Islamic camp? We're creating the best enemy money could buy. If you haven't read the admission on the floor of the House of Lords on the 4th of November by Lord James, where he talks about he was funding money from the Bank of England into the terrorists in North Africa. This is the 4th of November. The article must be accurate because it was blocked out in America, it was blocked out in England, it only appeared in one newspaper as far as we can find, that's the Belfast Telegraph. But you could even see that, it's still, you can pull it down off of Yahoo, of course they've taken it off of most of the web pages, but we have copies of it. And basically you could actually see Lord James talking about how he was working for the Bank of London and funding of the radical Islamic terrorist movement in North Africa. And you can see what a good job he did. The Bank of England was providing the money. And, of course, there's an article we found in the New York Times. The head of Yemen has actually got up and gave a talk saying, look, this whole revolutionary movement in my country and the other countries, it's all backed by the Americans. They've got a war room there in Tel Aviv and working along with the Israelis. They're engineering the overthrow of all of the Muslim countries. And, of course, the radical Islamists are going to take over. Once they do, then they can consolidate the Muslim world, shut off the supply of oil, create chaos, and of course, then we can have a war with the Muslim world. If you read the New Age literature, they will tell you that they want the Christians and the Jews to kill the Muslims. They want the Muslims to kill the Christians and Jews. And then out of this bloody horror that's coming, why, of course, they want to create the preparation for the coming of their ruler, Maitreya, who will rule the world. Well, of course, it's really that is the Antichrist that they're talking about. So this is all laid out, because if you can't separate what's going on politically and culturally and financially from what's going on spiritually, this problem we have is that most of our Christian leaders don't compile all of this and put it together. But there's no question that there is an element within our country that has backed this radical Islamic movement for years, just exactly as we backed Adolf Hitler. And if you haven't, of course, heard our dissertation on how American corporations build up Adolf Hitler and read the books, and of course we offer a newsletter, anybody wants to see it, I found in Colonel House's papers at Yale University, where, of course, written by Ambassador Dodd to Colonel House in 1936, William Dodd was the American ambassador to Germany, and he's writing to Colonel House and said, why are the 100 American corporations over here making the weapons for Adolf Hitler. Well, it is 1936. Remember, Adolf Hitler took over a bankrupt nation with an army that was totally inadequate in 1933. 1936, his troops invade the Rhineland in violation of the Versailles Treaty. And the Germans say, we can't do it. If the English or French try to do anything, we can't deal with them. And Hitler got away with it. The generals were impressed. 1938, he orders an invasion of Austria. And the Germans said, we can't do it. We can't fight our way out of a paper bag. Hitler says, do it. They do it. And, of course, they get away with it. And then, of course, he wants to invade the Sudetenland, which is the northern part of Czechoslovakia. And, boy, the German generals really didn't want to do that. We don't have the tanks. We don't have the planes. I mean, the Czechoslovakians are far stronger than we are. And, of course, England and France put pressure on... I think his name was Benet. He was the foreign minister or premier of Czechoslovakia, to turn the northern part of his country over to Adolf Hitler under the slogan, peace in our time. But what people don't understand is that Chamberlain was working right along with the Brotherhood of Darkness. It was all a put-on, and it was all to prepare for creating the Second World War. We built up the weapons for Adolf Hitler, just as we are building up the Muslim Brotherhood today in preparation for this next great war. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? That's what it's all about, Bud. Now, do you have another question?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, if you'd like to document what I'm saying, we'd be glad to send you a copy of the William Dodd Letter. You need to get the books. Certainly, one book you want to read would be Professor Quigley's The Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, because he tells you how this secret society that Cecil Rhodes created was actively in 1933, 34, 35, right up until 1939, encouraging Adolf Hitler at every step of the way. In fact, I have a book written by Albert Speer, who was very close to Hitler. He said the only time he ever saw Hitler shaken was when he was told that England and France had declared war on him. Hitler couldn't believe that. He thought they were on his side. That's why, of course, that Rudolf Hess was sent to fly to England, to contact members of the Round Table. They were contact members of this secret society. The Round Table is the front for a Cecil Rhodes secret society. But people don't understand. The books you want to read would be Professor Quigley's book. I want to read the story of background. And we do carry Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. And then, of course, if you want to read about Rudolf Hess, it's Prisoner Number 7 by Eugene Bird. We don't carry that book, but you can, I'm sure, get it at a used bookstore. And where Colonel Bird, who really didn't understand what was going on, he wrote this book. And when, of course, the military found out what he was doing, they threw him out of the military. They broke into his home. They stole all of his manuscript, but he was able to reconstruct it. He thought that the military didn't want the book written because they didn't want to offend the Russians. I think they didn't want the book written because he talked about the Round Table, which was the front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. But so the 100 corporations, American corporations, all tied into the CFR, which was the front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. And they were the ones who built the tanks and the planes and the aircraft, many of the aircraft that Hitler used to kill our boys, not only before the war, but during the war. Well, let's go to David, who's calling from a central state, New York. Hi, David. How are you hearing us there in central state New York?
Hearing you loud and clear on FM on 101.9.
Okay, great. That's up. What, Attica or Utica?
Well, east of Utica, yeah. It covers the whole valley.
Okay, fine. Okay, but go ahead. And what do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, a question. I'm concerned, as probably a lot of people are, about martial law. And I'd like to get your opinion on how close it is, what will trigger it, and just anything you can say in relation to martial law, how close it is, things like that. And
David, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to worry about it. If it comes, it comes. But I think they're going to have a hard time justifying it. They're going to have another phony terrorist attack. But they know that an increasing number of people know that the 9/11 attack was phony. And they hopefully, if you do your work, why we can hold this off, they do not want. You can't pull something off like this that people aren't going to believe it. And more people have realized what's going on. Alex Jones is doing a great job. Joyce Riley is doing a great job. So many of the people in the alternative media are doing a great job. They are worried. They're going to go very slowly because if they do something, and of course the military says, we're not going to go along with that. Or there are officers there who say our loyalty to the Constitution, not to this conspiracy. And there are people within the military who know about the conspiracy, and I know that for a fact. There are contingencies there. I don't know who they are, and I don't want to know. But they are still patriotic. So, David, don't worry about it. Want you to live in fear because they get you fearful. You won't be effective. Put your faith in the Lord. We stay the course, and we wait and see what happens. Because we're going to have to look to him for protection. Nothing I can do to protect you. Nothing you can do to protect yourself. We're going to have to depend on the Lord.
Well, one thing I'd pass on is I heard that a lot of troops are moving from Buffalo and New York State Thruway east, and a lot of, on HF frequency, high frequency, shortwave, or whatever communication they're using, a lot of foreign voices and things like that from this troop movement. I don't know if you know.
David, let me tell you, I started this involvement back in 1962. 1963, we heard about the Chinese troops that were in Mexico getting ready to invade America. Frightened us to death. Oh, my goodness, the communist troops are going to come in tomorrow. Do not let them frighten you to death. If they got you frightened, they've already run. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Dr.
God
Stan.
Bless. Okay, but do you have a personal relationship with the Lord?
Yes, praise God. Hell
okay, fine. We got two great new sites up on my webpage, and this is what we're going to stress more. One of them is called Do You Know You're Saved? The other is the Story of Jesus. Oh, both of them on the page there. Read both of them. They're well worthwhile.
And I don't have a computer, but I have faith in the living Christ and his shed blood on the cross and resurrection. Amen.
Okay. God bless them. And well, for the other people out there, go up on our webpage and read the Story of Jesus. And, of course, How Do You Know You're Saved? God bless. Thanks very much. And let's go to Leslie calling from the Tri-City area of Washington. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm good.
You have a question or comment?
A comment, I guess. I had called some months back and made a prediction that Rahm Emanuel was going to become mayor of Chicago, and you invited me to call back when he won to remind everybody that they heard it first on Radio Liberty.
All right, fine. Because you know who took his place there as chief of staff?
Oh, Daley.
Daley. You know who Daley is? He is the brother of the man that Rahm Emanuel is replacing. Of course, he comes from J.P. Morgan Chase. These people give incest a bad name. So basically, Rahm Emanuel replaces a man named Daley, and Daley's brother is now the chief of staff. They don't have very many people, but boy, they sure use them, and they tie into banking. And William Daley comes direct from J.P. Morgan Chase that owns the government. The banks own the government. The new Senator Timothy Geithner comes from very closely affiliated with the Goldman Sachs. He was the president of the First Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He's such a great genius. He forgot to pay his taxes over a number of years, and he blamed it on TurboTax. The Secretary of Treasury didn't even know he was supposed to pay taxes on the money he'd gotten money to pay the taxes on. Anything else you wanted to say, Leslie?
Well, once you've opened people's eyes to what's really going on, these things aren't that hard to call.
Anyway, God bless you. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
And just keep listening. Get everybody else up there in the Tri-Cities listening, William.
You bet.
Okay, let's go to Tony calling from San Jose. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
Good. Good evening, Dr. Stan. Yeah.
And these are exciting times, aren't they?
Yeah, isn't that a Chinese curse?
May you live in interesting times. Well, we live in interesting times. Comment?
Well, I'd say what we have now is a government of the bankers, by the bankers, and for the bankers.
You're absolutely right. And it's about time. But remember, it's not just the bankers. The bankers are simply a symptom of the illness that affects our society. Remember the story about Jesus? When he goes into the temple and the money changers are there, only time he ever showed any violence was towards the money changers. And he drove them out of the temple. And maybe we ought to do the same thing.
I'd like to see that. With all of the commotion going on in the Middle East, and you're giving a really good description here of what's going on, I started thinking again about that letter between Pike and Mazzini about the Third World War between the Muslims and the Christians. And it seems like maybe that's kind of in the pipeline. And then I started thinking, a lot of people aren't too familiar with Psalm 83, which has never really been fulfilled. And it talks about how 10 small nations attack Israel. And they all have a geographic place of where the current Muslim nations are. And I'm just wondering, I know I've asked you this before a long time ago, but what do you think about that letter between Pike and Mazzini?
I think that nobody's ever seen it. It may very well that it existed. It may never have existed. Basically, of course, they put this out to confuse us. But until I actually see it or a copy of it, I'm not going to believe it. But I will tell you that the things are seem to be unfolding just that way that it was. And sometimes they'll play games with us. Basically, there was a fellow who actually lived in the late 1800s. And suddenly he actually had talked about this letter as well, and he wrote about it. And then some cardinal picked up on that, and then this guy comes back and says, "Ha ha! It was all a lie. Really, wasn't true at all. We gotcha." And of course, he was part and parcel of this conspiracy. So they put these things out, sort of like they got Dan Rather and destroyed his reputation when he came out with some material in the 2004 election about George Bush not fulfilling his obligation to the National Guard. And the source was inadequate, even though the story itself was true. The issue became the source rather than the facts. We will find out if it's true or not. Hey, I got to run. I got a full board. And thanks for calling. Keep in touch, Tony.
Right.
God bless. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. And hold on just a moment here. Fascinating evening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Well, right now we've got Ted calling from Moses Lake. Hi, Ted. How are we doing?
Oh, hello. Hello, sir. Good evening. Just fine. Just fine. I have to tell you, I'm a new listener to your program. I was going through the radio channels a couple days ago, and I...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
And one of the things that I really worried me about it was that I hear some preachers kind of paranoid about Mexico. I remember a preacher saying, I can see the Soviet Union setting bases in Mexico to invade us. And, you know, it never happened, thank God. So why don't we just stop using the neighbor next to the south and pray for them and start, you know, seeing reality. We have a problem here at home. In Washington,
right?
You know,
but basically,
we have to take out the borders.
Basically, they want us to hate the Mexican. You know, they're not the enemy. They're good people. Most of them are hardworking people. Sure, there's a criminal element there, but they're the ones who plague the Mexican people. A lot of Mexican people
are
hardworking.
Like we are victims of the system right. here. Yes.
And basically, what Americans have forgotten, a book we carried, No God Next Door, going to how this ruthless government, this tyrannical government they have down there in Mexico, was installed by the Masons here in the United States. And they went in, and this was the 1920s, and they hung the priests, and they hung the nuns, and they did everything they could to destroy the Catholic Church, because these people hate Christianity. Hey, we're out of time. Call early next week, George. We'd love to talk to you, okay?
Okay, God bless you. Have a good night.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the position to help us, we could certainly use the help, always can. If you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. I would point out we have two great new sites on our webpage at radioliberty.com. One is The Story of Jesus, a very simple story that you need to read and reread because it doesn't get involved with any controversy. It just tells a very simple story. The very simple story of Christianity is not complicated at all. I mean, God came to earth in the form of his Son to die for our sins. He died for our sins, and he was resurrected, and he's gone to prepare a place for us. But you'll really enjoy it. It's a beautiful website. Then we have, of course, a section on how do you know you're saved. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and begin to understand the spiritual nature of what's really going on in the world today. So that is Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, and the syllabuses that go with both of those. You need to understand how they're poisoning our children, the hidden agenda, the fluoride deception. You need to understand how they're poisoning our children, our tapes on aspartame and our videos and books on aspartame. You need to understand how they're poisoning our children with mercury and with aluminum. And, of course, those would be Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. It's all about population control. You need to hear my talk, and it's available on DVD, The Specter Haunting America. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. People don't like to face reality. People don't like to know they have cancer. But if you get cancer, you better find out about it and do something. We have, of course, an excellent DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. We have an excellent DVD on, of course, the aluminum they're putting in the atmosphere to poison us. What on earth are they spraying? What on earth are they spraying? And so much information you need to get. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need Dr. David Abe's excellent DVD on aluminum. And, of course, what toxic effects it has. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, in this instance, why the views of Orlean Kula, who is the president of the Eagle Forum of California. And she's written a great book on smart meters. Now, why should we be as concerned about smart meters? After all, they need to measure the electricity that comes into our home. And they tell us the smart meters are going to cut the cost of electricity. And they want to install the smart meters because the utility companies are so concerned about us and they want to lower our electric costs. And if we simply go by the rules, why, we'll be able to cut our electric costs and we'll all live happily ever after. And if you believe that, why, of course, I'd love to sell you some shares in the subway tunnel digging from San Francisco to Shanghai. You'll make a fortune. Anyway, of course, basically, what we want you to understand is you're being lied to about smart meters. They are simply a small part of a much larger program that is going to change every aspect of your life. Orlean, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. I always enjoy being a guest on your program. I learn as much from you as hopefully some people might learn from me. You have such a wealth of information.
Well, you've got some great information. So you tell our listeners about smart meters and why we should be concerned.
Well, I discovered this kind of late in the game. I didn't know about them until last October. We had Deborah Tavares come and speak for our Eagle Forum chapter meeting, and we were all so blown away by the information she gave us that I began to start doing my own research and have ended up writing a 120-page booklet about it now. And I say the title of the booklet is Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters, the latest in biohazard technology. This is not only a device that is going to be snooping into our home, just like George Orwell's 1984 Big Brother constantly keeping an eye on you, but it is a biohazard. It is going to be sending out pulsed radiation that is constantly 24 hours a day going into your home. And we're being given lies and distortions of the truth about this. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric in Northern California, tells us that, oh, the radiation is no more harmful than cell phones. So I did my own research on the cell phones. I put that in my book as well. And we're not being told the truth about cell phones. They should all have a warning device on the cover of every cell phone that you purchase, giving you the SAR, which stands for surrounding area radiation. It is much higher than what we're being told, and the radiation on the smart meters is much higher than what we're being told.
So basically they're covering one lie with another lie, and basically people must understand that there is hazardous radiation that comes from cell phones. Now, if you use one occasionally, you're an adult with a great big thick skull, you're probably not going to get into much problem. But using them regularly, even if you are an adult, you can get all sorts of excessive radiation. And they have the studies, the PET scans of the brain, and the changes it creates. The University of Washington, many years ago, I did a study where they found out, of course, the radiation from a cell phone actually broke the chain of the DNA, predisposed to cancer. The university was threatened. They were actively threatened, and fortunately they had the courage to publish their material and then to tell everybody they'd been threatened. If there's nothing to conceal, why were they threatened? We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Arlene.
Well, you're very true, and there are other reports that have been kept hidden about the cell phones, and the reports that have come out supposedly showing that this is not harmful, they were all financed by the cell phone industry. So of course they're not going to give us the truth about this. So the same is going on with the smart meters, and we are finding out more and more information about these as more and more people are beginning to take a stand against them. And that is what is exciting, is that people can take a stand. In my booklet, I give the name of the legislation that was actually passed in for the federal government, saying that all of the California utility companies should mandate that the various utility companies present them to their customers, but the customers are not mandated to take them. In fact, they use the word that the customers are supposed to receive them upon customer request. But if you don't request them, then you shouldn't have to have them. And they're not letting us know that. We're being told, oh, this is mandated. If you don't take this, then your electricity will be turned off. You'll have to go off the grid.
And they're lying. Now, why would they lie to the public? Because this is part of a much larger agenda. And basically, of course, this is all about suddenly, we go back to even the cell phone bit. They know the cell phones are dangerous. They know, especially for children, they're dangerous, but they don't care about harming children. They've done all sorts of things to harm the children by enforcing them to take the vaccines containing aluminum and mercury that destroy their brains by giving these things to pregnant women. It's all about population control. It's all about doing harm. And so they simply are saying, oh, I have nothing to worry about with cell phones, when they know there's something to worry about cell phones, but they want everybody to have a cell phone, because if you have a cell phone, they can track you. If you have a cell phone, it can listen to your telephone conversations. If the proper software has been installed, even when the cell phone has been turned off, down the line, they want you to be able to pay for your cost of your groceries and whatever you're buying just by waving your cell phone adjacent to the meter. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a much larger agenda here. But then, of course, we get to the smart meters. This is really even entirely different, because at least you can turn off your cell phone and you're not getting anywhere near as much radiation. But, of course, you can't turn off. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just pointing out that these pundits, these liars, and you'll hear them on the television, why, you don't get anywhere near as much radiation from the smartphone as you do from the cell phone. That may very well be true. But you don't have the cell phone on 24 hours a day, and you can turn off the cell phone. You can't turn off the smart meter.
That's
I like to talk to them smart
meters.
You mentioned
what went on at the University in Washington. There was also a study given by Deborah Davis. She's a PhD visiting professor at Georgetown University, and she's written a book called Disconnect, in which she exposes the research showing that this radiation from cell phones really is giving DNA damage, memory loss, Alzheimer's disease. It's leading to cancer. It's breaking down your brain's defenses, and it also has a reduced sperm count. So this is definitely something that should be on the warning package of every cell phone that is sold, but it's not. But some cities are actually demanding it. San Francisco is one of those. They passed legislation May 1st requiring education about cell phone risk at the point of sale, and they also require that it should be on the package. So that's exciting, especially for a city like San Francisco. So little by little, more people are beginning to find out about it. And San Francisco also had, back November 18th, at the Commonwealth Club, it was called a Wireless Technology Summit, and had many speakers from overseas, medical doctors as well as scientists, doctors from Canada and the United States, that were talking about the cell phones and the harm they are, the cell phone towers, as well as the modern smart meters that they're trying to impose across our nation, and they already have them in most of the countries of the Eastern, well, actually, the European Union is far advanced in implementing all of the smart meters. But they did have this conference, so that was exciting. I was there and took notes, and that is written up in my booklet as well.
And we do carry this book, and Cindy, it's an excellent book, and we're so indebted to Orlean for gathering this information together. They say they want the cell phones so they can monitor you. And cell phones can not only monitor you when your cell phone's turned on, they can monitor you and know where you are and what you're saying, if the proper software has been installed in that phone, even when your cell phone is turned off, unless you take out the batteries. They know that. They don't want you to know that, because they're monitoring everything you do. But they want everybody to have a cell phone so they can track you. And when you understand that, you can understand why they're indifferent to the very real damage that it does, because they don't care about people. They don't care about the law. It's all about control. And that's what the smart meter is all about. It's how they're going to be able to run up the cost of electricity and lower your living standards. Did you pick up the story there?
Well, I did want to make one other mention of the cell phone industry going along with cell phone towers. I'm actually speaking to you from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I was asked to come here by a group of medical doctors who have been citing this whole bringing in of cell phone towers in their city, because this is so pervasive. They already have 15 cell phone towers, and they're trying to bring in another huge amount, and more and more people are beginning to realize that the radiation coming out of the towers is equally dangerous. And at the conference in San Francisco put on by the Commonwealth Club, there was a lady from England. Her name is Eileen O'Connor, and she started a group there called the International, well, it was the EMF Radiation Research Trust, and now she's part of the International EMF Alliance. EMF stands for Electromagnetic Frequency. She told how she got started doing her research because she lived close to a cell tower. In England, they call them MAST, M-A-S-T. And she discovered that everyone within 150 radius of this cell cell phone tower were developing various kinds of cancer. She ended up with breast cancer. Other people had prostate cancer, bladder cancer, lung cancer. 70% of those in her village close to the tower had become ill.
And, ladies and gentlemen, basically, if you look at the dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer, you start the 20th century, 1900, one person in 17 developed cancer. Today it's 1 in 3, moving towards 1 in 2, and it may very soon be 1 in 1. And nobody ever asked, why is that happening? And they know why it's happening. The people who run things behind the scenes, but they don't want you to know. And they have treatments for cancer, and they're suppressing them. That's the story of the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. But you see, they really do want to reduce the population. And people have to die of something. They might as well die a slow, lingering death from cancer. And people say, nobody could be that crass. And I would actually add, are you absolutely certain?
Well, and this is what Eileen O'Connor found out. She found out that the tower radiation was also affecting the sperm count for males. But because she got this organization together, by 2003, there was such an uproar about this in the area where they lived that they brought down the cell phone tower. It was forcibly removed.
And basically what we need to do is get the American people. Are we going to sit back and let them destroy our families, our loved ones, our children, our minds? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very real issue. And it's a good place to get started. And then when people understand the diabolical nature of this, maybe they can begin to accept the diabolical nature of everything else. Have you actually testified there yet, or you got the testimonies tomorrow?
It's tomorrow morning. We just had a meeting tonight, knowing what each one of us were going to say. But it's not going to actually stop it as yet. It's just going to make it so that this committee, which is the Health Committee and Environmental Committee, will start doing their own research. They can't even quite stop the cell phone towers from coming in.
Tell me, what part of New Mexico is this now?
This is Santa Fe, which is the capital.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is their health committee meeting tomorrow morning. And hopefully they will listen. I'm going to give them each a copy of my booklet, and there's other piles of information we're giving them. There really is so much research going into this if people will just open their eyes and look for it. And I also wanted to say that this Mrs. O'Connor, Eileen O'Connor, because of her stand, she's been on national TV programs, and more people are beginning to want to bring down their cell phone towers. So like you say, if people will get involved, they can have a big impact on their community.
The one thing, of course, the other side doesn't want is for the people to get involved and get informed, and that's what you've done such an important job of getting a book out early on and getting the valid information so we can expose the truly diabolical nature of what we're up against. The logical human compassionate people would never want to harm others and then conceal the truth about very real danger of something as horrible as causing cancer.
That's right. And the sad thing is you will find cell phone towers next to elementary schools, next to little nursery schools. In fact, there's a church here in Santa Fe that is actually wanting the cell phone tower to come because they'll get lots of money. People have no idea how harmful it is. They just think, oh, our church is in kind of dire straits, so let's ask for this cell phone tower to be built. But they have a little nursery school every day at their church. And they just won't open their eyes up to the harmful effects to little children. But this Mrs. O'Connor also said that the children under the age of 18 are really being affected, and she does not even believe that cell phones should be allowed to be used by children under the age of 18.
I don't think so either, because the brain is simply being formed at that time, and they know how harmful that is for children. That's why they're encouraging children to get them. They know that they're damaging the children. That's what's so criminal about this. And these people should, I personally believe, be arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. But anyway, I'm glad to see there's a group of doctors down there who are organizing. It's pretty hard sometimes to get doctors organized, although eventually I did it in the California Medical Association. I won the whole House of Delegates to the CMA around to my position on the AIDS epidemic. It didn't do any good because the hierarchy of the organized medicine didn't want to stop AIDS, and millions of people have died because I failed, but of course, it was because there were diabolical people, not because the average doctor was bad. And so are the doctors down there getting help from the other doctors, or is this just a small group?
Actually, they are. They were able to raise enough money to put an ad in the newspaper last Friday, and they showed the signature of, I think, 30 doctors, and now they even have the signature of more than 80. So that is exciting, and hopefully some of these people that signed the petition will also come and be there tomorrow. But it's amazing how people have no idea unless they are given the facts. And even medical doctors had no idea until they were told the truth about all of this. But the cell phone industry has had such power in hiding all the facts. that's what's exciting about these dedicated people here. They're letting the truth come out. But as you have mentioned, there is so much money in this. There's Silicon Valley that makes the RF chips in California. There's all of the big, huge industries that have invested millions and billions in cell phones and cell phone towers, and now the smart meter technology and the appliances that will be put out next year, 2012, so that the smart meters can talk to the appliances, and these appliance dealers are so excited because people will be forced to have to buy these new appliances.
And basically, of course, you have to understand, this is a staged program. First of all, they have the smart meters. I like to say smart meters for dumb people. And then we'll come along with the smart appliances. And then the smart grid. And everything will be controlled. Orlene, you go right ahead.
That is so true, Dr.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927
for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
I think it's also, or maybe it goes on next to the Environmental Committee, but they're trying to get, it's just like a resolution passed. It's not a bill. I wish it were. And it's mainly just saying that enough evidence is out there. Please do your own research and try to stop this cell phone towers from being implemented throughout the city. They want more and more to, they already have 15, and they want probably another 15 throughout the city. AT&T has been calling up people on the telephone, telling them it's a matter of national security for them to have more cell phone towers. And if people don't do their own research, they'll fall for this and think it's, oh yes, this is wonderful, let's go forward. And they also are getting lots of money if they'll erect a cell phone tower on their property or somewhere near their.
But you see, the national security, basically, it is the invisible government security. They want to be able to monitor everyone. They want to know who is thinking and what they're saying, where they are, and basically, they're, in fact, I had Alex Jones on last night. He was saying that in the last couple of weeks, why there were government agents trying to recruit his father, who is a dentist, and the other two dentists in their office, because dentists talk to people. They want the dentist to begin monitoring their patients and turning in reports on all of their patients. They're spying on Americans. That's what national security is about. They're afraid there may be resistance to the coming dictatorship imposed not by our government, but by the invisible government that's taken over our government, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, I think it's really exciting that there's an increased awareness of today what's going on. Orlean, let's get to the smart meter and the smart appliance and the smart grid, and how does that all fit together?
Well, this has been carefully planned for a long time. Once everyone is all connected with smart meters, and that's their goal, then everyone will then be connected to the smart grid. And then, of course, once we have the appliances in each of our homes, the smart meter will be able to speak to those smart appliances that have RF chips in them. And if, for example, you want to do your washing at noontime, the smart meter will just turn it off because this is the high peak energy time, and the smart meter will just say, sorry, you have to wait till it's the less energy time. They would like all of us to be washing our clothes in the middle of the night or some other strange time of day. And it's just a little bit too much Big Brother control over all of us.
Yeah, they're going to determine when you wash your clothes. Now, what's the rationale? Well, there's so many people using electricity in the middle of the day, and so we don't want to build any more power plants. So rather than build adequate power plants so there can be an abundance of electricity, we want to create artificial shortages. We want to block the development of nuclear power. We want to tear down the dams so we can't have hydroelectric power. We want to block the use of the burning of oil or coal or natural gas to generate electricity. We don't want the power because we want to lower the living standards of the American people. So we're not going to allow the building of the power plants that we should have for our population. And Obama, I heard him say it. The power companies can simply, they can go ahead and they can build the plants if they want to. They'll just go bankrupt because of all the fees we're going to put on them and all the fines and the costs of building them. But they can go ahead and build them. Ha ha. What he's really saying.
He even said that he wanted to shut down any more coal mines.
But basically what they want to do is lower your living standards.
That's right.
When you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, it all makes sense. Why should you have abundant electricity when there are people over in, in Chad who don't have the high levels? They want not to share the wealth. They want to share the suffering. They want to lower your living standards. They want to drive energy-dependent industries out of our country so that they can simply build up the economies in places like China and India where there's going to be abundant electricity. It's just not going to be available here. How do you destroy a great nation? Just the same way we destroyed the stability there in Baghdad, in Iraq. They had a first-rate nation before they went in and intentionally destroyed it. They had a first-rate nation in Zimbabwe before we turned it over to a Marxist thug trained in Red China named Mugabe and kept him in power. And he systematically destroyed that nation. And now we have something similar in the White House, working to destroy this nation as well. Ahead with the story.
Okay, I wanted to also mention where you do say that this is all about bringing us down to a third world country, bringing us down to what other third world countries have. This is actually all part of Agenda 21, and I mentioned this in the back of my book. Agenda 21 is the United Nations plan to essentially change everyone's lives and especially those countries that have a higher standard of living like the United States. And they are operating on three E's. And the three E's are economy, ecology, and equity. And equity means that we are all supposed to have social equity or social justice. To do that, they have to get rid of private ownership of land because that brings social injustice. And this is actually what was stated by the UN Habitat One Conference, 1976. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. And I've noticed in the public schools, when I have been substitute teaching, often you hear students say, oh, well, people that own property are greedy. You know, and Mother Earth is not to be owned. Mother Earth, no one is supposed to own Mother Earth. So they're getting this indoctrination in our schools. The second E is about economy, and that means essentially redistribution of wealth, to take from the one country that has it and give it to other countries that don't have it. But, of course, those countries don't really get it. Their leaders do. But that's what economy means. And then ecology is essentially the environment, including animals and plants, that they must come first before man and his needs and desires. And they really stress that there's nothing special about human beings.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Orlene Cullen. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, people have to say, well, what is this really all about? What this is really all about, ladies and gentlemen, is Agenda 21. The agenda for the 21st century, it's a secret agenda. You can read all about it if you know where to go, but you're never going to hear that. Rush Limbaugh talking about it. He's not going to tell you about Agenda 21. He's paid $60 million a year not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth. And this is true of most of the communicators on both the conservative and the liberal media out there. Their job is to conceal the plan, the master plan, Agenda 21, laid out in Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and the Earth Charter. They are available through Radio Liberty, my ministry. They are available from Michael Shaw through freedomadvocates.org. But the real goal is to lower your living standards. Why should you live so well when the people in other countries live so poorly? And so we are going to build up the economy of other countries and destroy the economy here now, Chris. We don't dare let the American people, the selfish people, learn that. So basically, of course, we'll teach how selfish people are in schools. We'll turn out a little Marxist in our universities. And our purpose of our schools is not to educate children. It's to indoctrinate them in socialism and Marxism and, of course, environmentalism. But not to educate them, which is why many of the time they graduate from high school can't even compete effectively with the children from Lithuania and Latvia. And basically it's because they do not want our children to be able to think critically. Now, they want to lower your living standards. That's what the smartphones are all about, is to run up the cost of electricity and to punish you if you use your electricity at the wrong time. And basically, some people have seen their electric bill literally double with a new smart meter. This is what it's all about. And then they want to be able to know what you're doing. They want to be able to find out. This is what the smart appliance has. They will know when, of course, you use your dishwasher. They will be able to adjust your air conditioning and your central heat. And they will be able to turn the air conditioning down so it's hotter in the summer and turn your heat down so it's colder in the winter. They want to control every aspect of your life. And then they want you to have a cell phone or a laptop computer or an iPad so they can monitor what goes on in your home so they can listen to what you're doing. They already listen to every telephone call you make through Project Echelon. They read every email you send, every fax you send. At Project Echelon, check it out on the internet. They have their system informants. That's called InfraGuard, InfraGuard. Check it out on the computer. You can find these things if you care about freedom. Well, before we go on, Orlean, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, they can get your information, and how they can help you in your effort to get the information out. And our telephone number, if you have a question for Orlean, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. 464-8295. Orlean, how can they go to your website or other websites and get information on this truly diabolical scheme to lower the living standards in America? Except, of course, for the elite, the Al Gores and the elite. We're not going to lower their living standards, just the common people.
That's right. Well, they can go to www.nosmartmeters.net. And I have the book that I've written, Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters, on there. They can read it, they can download it, or they can order it from you, already put together. Or they can also go to several other websites like www.refusesmartmeter.com that will help them have banners and posters that they can hang up, put something on their car to let other people know about it. It also will give them a poster of, that they can put up on their own meter to say no to PG&E or to Southern California Edison, whatever public utility company you have. And there are several other wonderful websites that are giving information about this. So just they can even Google smart meter, and it's amazing what information comes up. I would also recommend, if you really want to know what the ultimate goal of Agenda 21 is, to Google Agenda 21 and population control. And I'm sorry to say, I truly believe that's what so much of this is all about. They want to destroy populations. They think that the world is overpopulated, and whatever they can do with pulsed radiation coming into your home, the pulsed radiation coming from cell phone towers, the radiation coming from your own cell phone, bringing brain cancer, all sorts of forms of cancer, that's their objective as well.
I fear that you're right. So I think people have to really understand there is an agenda. This is not happening by accident. This is coordinated. They've threatened people who tried to get the truth out about cell phones. They've threatened people who tried to get the truth out about the smart meters. They've threatened people who tried to get the information out about the smart appliances. But there's so much information now they can't deny it, so they have to sort of ridicule people who are trying to bring out what's going on. But there's a growing awareness. This is a wonderful issue because people are beginning to wake up, and some people really are having real health problems. Not some people, they put the smart meter in, it doesn't bother them at all, but don't some people have real serious health problems because of this?
They really do, and at this conference in San Francisco, the Commonwealth Club hosted, one lady said that the people who are getting all of the health problems now are like the canary in the coal mine. This is the future for all of us. You know, after a while, none of our immune systems can resist this radiation that we will be bombarded with in all of these various aspects of modern technology. And the only thing we can do is stand up and fight it, especially those that are the things that are bringing the most radiation into our homes. Used to be our homes were our castle, where we would be protected. When you have this pulsed radiation coming in 24 hours a day from the smart meter, your home is no longer your castle. It's no longer a place of protection for you. And with the cell phone tower right in your vicinity, in your neighborhood, that's going to be a huge pulsed radiation coming. And the radiation coming from all of your neighborhood, for homes that are in cities that are densely populated, your neighbor's home is maybe 6 feet away, that radiation will be affecting you as well. Some of the people here in Northern California that are very sensitive to this, they cannot even take walks in their communities anymore. The radiation that is coming out of all of the smart meters, it's amazing. And then apartment buildings. One apartment building I've seen a picture of has 40 smart meters on a wall, and the little child is sleeping on the other side of that wall, and you can imagine how that child is being affected. So it's bombarding us all over, and all of us, I think, someday. Just like you said, it could be one out of every two that will have cancer, and maybe someday one out of every one. It's on the rise.
And basically, of course, the way these meters work, is basically the individual meters that transmit. But then there's a mother meter, which actually you don't know. You might have a mother meter. Do we know how many mother meters there are? In other words, do we have a mother meter that would collect from, 50 meters or 100 meters?
It's every 500 to 600 homes.
Okay, well then, of course, you have a mother meter, then of course it's going to be on your home. You don't know that. But this is going to be getting all the radiation in from the other meters, and then it's going to be transmitting these signals to much higher frequency. Does it go to a satellite, or where does it go to? We know
it goes to whatever collection tower that PG&E has set up, and then eventually, of course, will come to the the headquarters at PG&E or whatever utility company you have, and that collection then can be sold to the highest bidder. That's something else they're not telling us. Someone would really like to know what time of day you're going to be using their hair dryer, what time of day and for how long, what time of day you'll be using their washing machine or their dishwasher, and that will then be that data will be collected and sold to whatever company would like to purchase that data. So they will truly have data on everyone all over the nation that has a smart meter. And as we've mentioned, this is just a little too much data. Most of us don't want Big Brother to snoop into our homes and know this about all of us. The other thing is they will know if you're not in your home, if you're on vacation. What a good time for some crook to then break into your home and steal whatever he would like to steal. Maybe
or search your home, the government to search your home because they want to collect information on you. Ladies and gentlemen, they are collecting information on people all the time. They want to go through your papers and rifle through them and take pictures of them and steal things out of your home. Well, basically, we interviewed a fellow, Wesley Swearingen, who is an FBI agent. And he said hundreds of times he broke the law as an FBI agent, knowing full well he was breaking the law, carrying out black bag operations, searching the communist homes. He never found anything, because the FBI was going through all of this. So they would be doing something rather than going after the mafia. They couldn't go after the mafia, because, of course, the mafia had information on J. Edgar Hoover, the fact he was a homosexual. And so Hoover had to focus the attention on communism, so nobody would know he was a homosexual and covering for the mafia. So the FBI was actively covering for the mafia, helping the mafia, while our courageous J. Edgar Hoover was pretending to be such a moral and religious man. These people give hypocrisy a bad name. That was Wesley Swearingen's book, To Kill a President. But go right ahead, Orlean.
Wow, you have so much information. I didn't know all of those things. Anyway, we just are up against so much. I have also written another book that you carry, By Stealth and Deception, and I have a big chapter in that, Big Brother is Watching You. And all of this is just also one more aspect of stealth and deception, how we are not being told any of this. And Big Brother truly is out to control every aspect of our life. To do that, they have to know where we are at all times and what we are about. And it is amazing how far they have come, and this is just one of the farthest steps. This is truly George Orwell's book, 1984, In Reality. And if anyone has not read that book, I highly recommend them getting it and rereading 1984, just to know what they have planned for us.
And basically what they want to do is monitor. This was, of course, what they were doing with Winston Smith. They were monitoring everything. They were watching him in the living room. They were watching him in the kitchen. They were watching him in the bathroom. And basically, of course, they haven't yet they have installed the videos, but you have your little iPad, you have your laptop computer with the built-in microphone and the built-in camera. You have your iPad with the built-in microphone and the built-in computer. Isn't that convenient? Oh, it's just so wonderful. We can get all those pictures of other things, but they can get pictures of you. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. They can get pictures of you. Well, basically, of course, as you talk to people, do you think there's a growing awareness of what's going on, Orlean? I know you've been working at this for a long time, and I personally have a feeling that more and more people are beginning to wake up, and they're listening to shows like Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, and like you said, they'll be coming to your programs. You're going to be putting a program on in June, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You're going to be one of our speakers. It's going to be in Sacramento at the DoubleTree Inn there, the 17th and 18th, and I'm sure we'll have information about that up on your website as well as our Eagle Forum of California website. We just don't have all of our speakers lined up yet, but we're delighted and excited that you'll be coming, Dr. Stan.
Well, I'm really pleased and I'm flattered you asked me. Basically, I'm going to be speaking, I should mention, on the weekend, I think it's the 25th or the 27th of this month, at the Health Coalition meeting in Long Beach, California. That's the Health Coalition from the 25th to the 27th, and I'll be giving a talk on the 25th and on the 27th, and if you're in the area and you'd like to come, should be a great meeting. They're planning on 4,000 or 5,000 people. 4,000 or 5,000 potential people who can begin to learn the truth about what's going on. So we have to go to meetings like this. I really don't like to go to the meetings. But, you know, our job is to reach people one by one.
We are having success in California. So many of the Tea Party groups are finding out what Agenda 21 is about. And the smart meters, there's a huge group in Reading that I spoke for, 250 people that meet every Monday night, and they had me talk about my book, By Stealth and Deception, as well as the smart meters, and they have now taken a strong stand against it. That's what is happening across Northern California. We're hoping more and more people can find out what's going on in Southern California before they get fully implemented. They've already put 7 million smart meters in Northern California, probably about the same in Southern, but now they're finding they're having such roadblocks. Some small towns in Marin, as soon as the Wellington truck drives in to bring in a smart meter, he's met by a huge group of citizens and drive him out of town. So it's happening, and hopefully we're going to wake up New Mexico before they start implementing here. That's one of the purposes for my being here as well.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, once they know people are aware, they'll back down. They're afraid of the people. The one thing they fear is the American people may wake up before they have total control. Now, they have an awful lot of control now, but there are an awful lot of people in the military who still love America. And they're not going to be moving against the American people. We've got a lot of police who love America. And when they realize that there is an invisible government that's taken over our government, a subversive group, and these people are subversives, and they're traitors, and because their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. And they don't worship the God of the Bible. They worship a different God. And once a bit, this is the thing that the other side fears. And they fear the awakening that's taking place, I guess, has been Arlene Kula, who is on the front lines of this battle, doing a great job. And we recommend sending her material. And we do offer her book on stealth and deception, and her book on smart meters. By stealth and deception, and smart meters are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are under attack today. Well, Arlene, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, then we'll let you get some sleep.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, it's been a pleasure to be on your program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Cut back on your use of electricity. Cut back on the use of your car. Lower your living standards and eliminate large segments of the population. Our telephone number, of course, if you'd like to get Corleen Kohler's books, the By Stealth and Deception and Smart Meters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Agenda 21, we have it to Radio Liberty. You can purchase that if you prefer a suggested gift. And then, of course, if you'd like to get Global Biodiversity Assessment, you can get that at your library. But we have a summary of it in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. That the Sustainable Development Syllabus you should get along with my talk on Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. But then you can get, you'll get, of course, the Earth Charter. You'll get the treatise on the Georgia Guidestones on Population Control. But you'll get the Global Biodiversity Assessment, one of the three legs of the diabolical plan to lower the living standards of the American people. They know what they're doing. It's just that the elite don't want you to know when there is an elite. And then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to know what energizes these people and what they really believe. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. And then you need to get my talk on the Dark Secret, and talk the syllabus that goes with that. The information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Remember, I will be speaking on both the 25th and 27th at the conference at the Health Coalition in the Long Beach Convention Center. And then, of course, we want you to listen to our programs. You can get them at RadioLiberty.com. We will be changing, certainly our shortwave frequencies. Evening program is going to change, I believe, on the 17th. You can go to our website and get the new shortwave frequency. And then, of course, the afternoon shortwave will be changing from 3195 back to 7.465, I think, on the 27th. But I think on the 17th, somewhere in there, they're going to be changing the afternoon frequency, I should say the evening frequency on the WHRI. So I certainly keep abreast of what's going on, but remember, if you have an iPad or an iPod or something, these electronic devices, they're truly diabolical, but you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on them, either our live programs or the archive programs. And the number for that is 1-760-LOWSS11. The number again, 1-760-LOWSS11. And you can listen to Radio Liberty there. Get other people to listen. And tell them, this guy sounds a little crazy, but, there's a lot of truth in some of what he says. And before long, they're going to start out thinking we're crazy. Before long, they're going to be afraid we're not. Your job is to get people to listen. My job is to convince them of what's really going on. So remember, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. We are primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us continue reaching out on our 60 outlets every week. As somewhere all across America, somebody's learning every week, every more people about the Brotherhood of Darkness and the conspiracy against God. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 9 March 2011. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, wanting to get ready for, I don't know, fill in the blank. Unfortunately, that's kind of the way it is right now. But you know what? We got a day. We've got a minute. We've got an hour. Let's take care of the world as we know it right now, looking at what it is that we can do to make our world better. Each one of you individually making your world better for you, your family, and those that you care about. I really do thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We have 3 hours that we share with you, or that you share with us, even more importantly. And in that time, we try to give you the best of the information that is out there. That's right. Some of it kind of shocking, some of it disturbing, and then some of it kind of enlightening, to give you news about what's going on with your health and with your body. And in the second hour, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who has been studying aging, studying it for a television show. That's right. He is going to be, or has been going to, just about every known scientist working on aging. Robert Pappas will join us in the second hour, and he has come up with two things that scientists agree on. Two things. And I think you're going to be most impressed. I think you're going to be interested in this. If you were to go to all the scientists and ask them, what are the two things that can make you not just live longer, but live healthier, what would that be? We'll talk to him in the second hour. As you recall, Robert Pappas is the gentleman who brought us Orwell Turning in His Grave DVD, which we have at the Power Hour, kind of a unique twist and look at the media, which appears to be just doing nothing but continuing to play the propaganda machine. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Libya, because that's an issue that needs some discussion. If you haven't been watching television, you may not be aware of how close we are to a war. Yes. A flat-out war. And I cannot stress how close this is to what happened in Iraq. It is almost identical. You just change the country, insert a new name, and they belong to us. Well, that is after we take out some air defenses, then take out their aircraft, and then just move right on in. Everything that is being done and told to the public is pretty much subterfuge for the goal of imperializing Libya. Mark my words, at least France, UK, and the US are on board to go in and carve up Libya. In the name of, we've got to protect those people over there. More atrocities. Remember the atrocities we talked about that happened in the Gulf War?